This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Well, welcome back, everybody. It's Sunday. It's time for another one of those special podcasts. If you may have noticed that this might be the third Sunday in a row, maybe three out of four, where I've had a special CEO podcast for you to listen to. And there's a reason for that. One, a couple of these companies are making significant progress and you need to be up to date, and we might as well go straight to the top and hear about what's going on. But two, I mean, obviously, after the week we've had with gold going out at its highs of the week, I mean, things are turning and the miners are starting to reflect that, but nowhere near the level of interest that we had as recently as, you know, the summer of 2020. So now's the time to take a look at, you know, some of these, you know, your portfolio and see what you own, see what you don't own, make sure you are positioned as optimally as possible. So with that in mind, your Sunday special podcast this week is a return visit from Kevin Smith. Kevin is the CEO of Gold Mountain. And when I first had Kevin in here on back on June the 1st, he laid out a bunch of stuff that Gold Mountain was working on, was very optimistic and excited about where they were headed in the back half of this year. And man, let me tell you what, they have delivered. And this has turned into a very exciting company. So with that, Kevin, thank you so much for coming back and spending a few more minutes with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me back.
I'm thrilled to speak with you because since we first spoke, like I said, back on the 1st of June, been keeping an eye on things, watching the press releases and the news flow. And when I saw some of the stuff over the last couple of weeks, I started taking a position. So I'm a shareholder now too. And, you know, it's always good to have a diverse portfolio, but I think everybody here that's listening remembers some of my conversations with Eric Sprott over the last couple of years. And what Eric always says, you know, when you get a winner or something that's really promising and they're doing what they're telling you they're going to do, you don't just like sell out and get all your seed money back, you know, and that kind of thing. Eric, you know, the way Eric became a billionaire was by looking at deals, doing a bunch of them. And then the ones that work, he doubles down and triples down and quadruples down. And so that's why I've been building a position in Gold Mountain, because man, it seems to work. Kevin, let's start with the resource that you have, and then we'll get into the recent really, really good news. This was a producing mine in the past. It got shut down, put on care and maintenance back in about 2012. Your company was able to acquire it for, I mean, geez, very inexpensive amount of money. And now you know, as we always say, you know, why do bank robbers rob a bank? Well, that's where the money is. Well, where do you look for gold? Where the gold is. And that's what you seem to have there at Elk Gold. The Elk Gold project. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So when we picked up this project, you know, it was 375,000 ounces. And a lot of people had felt like, you know, some of the upside was found already and there wasn't a lot more to see. That's why we went out and aggressively started drilling this thing. We got it up to 534,000 ounces. And then more recently, we got it to 810,000. And we're looking to do a resource update towards the end of this month or early December. And we're really targeting to get it up over 1 million. That's one of my remaining commitments to shareholders. So, you know, we've got the phase two drill program. It was originally 10,000 meters. We really like what we were seeing coming out of the ground. So it's been extended to around 13,500 now. And then as soon as that wraps up, we'll be jumping into a phase three, but purchased the project for $1 million down from Equinox Gold Corp. And then the balance of the payments will be made through the proceeds of mining.
Now, Kevin, this isn't one of those deals, you know, I've talked to a lot of different folks, and, you know, some companies are just exploration and they're out there staking and, you know, they want to find something and prove that it's there. You're more on the end of now going into production. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we have an interesting model. So here in British Columbia, if you stay under 75,000 tons of ore being removed from the project, you can defer your environmental assessment. So we're taking advantage of that opportunity to get up into cash flow so that we can feed expansion both on the exploration and development side in a non-dilutive manner. And then we'll immediately engage in the environmental assessment process and look to ramp that up in year four so that we can hit our target of a minimum of 65,000 ounces a year of production, but with a goal more close to 100,000 ounces annually.
Okay, so then the big news that I saw a lot of this on Twitter, and this is what got me thinking about it again, was it came out 10, 11 days ago, back on the 1st of November, said that really for the first time in like a decade, maybe, the British Columbia Ministry of Energy and Mines gave you your permit. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're pretty excited about, you know, being the first gold mining permit awarded in nearly a decade. And in parallel, we've been real busy. We received an early works permit for all our construction. So that's been running in parallel while we've been waiting for the mine. And in the next week or so, we anticipate putting a bow on all the construction on site required. And then we'll be in a position to start shipping ore to our ore purchase partner.
And all right, that leads us then to what came out this past week back on Tuesday. And I'll put both of these press releases. I mean, there's all going to be all kinds of links on this page, as anybody listening can see. But I'll put a link to this press release on here. This is from November the 9th, that Gold Mountain is pleased to announce the company has mined its first significant mineralized material. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of our construction permit was permission to develop a quarry, and that quarry just so happened to be sitting on top of all of our mineralization so that we could get into waste stripping right away and repurpose that material into aggregate to build our roads and lay down for our offices. So we've been full stride on the waste mining front, and we're extremely thrilled to be hitting that 1100 vein and getting into the mineralization already.
When can you when you foresee really being able to get after it and start pulling some ounces out?
Oh no, we're already definitely, we've got ore on the stockpile pad.
Awesome.
We're just putting the finishing touch on our on-site processing. So we crush the material down to 3-inch minus, put it through a sampling program, batch it on daily mining in bin compartments so that we can have a third party establish the grades per ton, or the gram per ton, sorry. And then that'll determine the metal payable between New Afton and ourselves. So as soon as we're done installing our two sample falling stream samplers, then we're in a position to start putting ore on trucks and shipping them down the highway. So targeting late this month or early next month, depending on how everything shakes out here.
Okay, Kevin, let's start checking off some boxes here. This is British Columbia, as I mentioned, correct?
Correct.
And you're not like way out there in the middle of nowhere and you got access to by helicopter or anything, right?
No, absolutely not. Our head office is based in downtown Vancouver. We're halfway between a community called Merritt and a city called Kelowna. And we're about 3 hours from site. So we're in South Central BC, fairly mild climate, so we can work on this thing year round. We're extremely excited about all the infrastructure surrounding, which has really led to a super low CapEx start to the mine.
What tell me about that infrastructure, because I mean, you've got roads that go by. I mean, it's like almost like right off a major road, right?
Yeah, we're 2 kilometers off of a 4-lane all season major highway that runs between Merritt and Kelowna, called the Highway 97C. Merritt and Kelowna have huge labor communities, so we within half an hour in each direction, we've got access to some already trained staff that's working on the site for us already. So, you know, you can attract a different type of employee when they're going home at night and laying in their own bed. So we're really excited about not having the cost of a camp. And it's great. It's already producing mines. So there's lots of infrastructure that we purchased already. You know, it came with 120,000 meters of drilling. It also came with an underground decline already in place. So we feel like we got excellent value for what we have here.
I mean, again, that's what I think is so remarkable about this, Kevin, is because, I mean, a lot of companies, you know, that's almost like ground up, right? They identify the spot and they go out and they raise some money and they start drilling. And I mean, all these pieces have got to fall into place you know, from Go to Boardwalk, and you've been able to accomplish all this stuff in such short order. And then that all just seems to make it so unique.
Yeah, absolutely. We feel extremely fortunate. This is the first mining deal for me. I'm fortunate to be surrounded by a couple of mining engineers, and we really built this company from the ground up with the intent of producing ounces. So there's not going to be a big transition through development and into production. We really began with the end in mind on this one, knowing that with the infrastructure on site, we could really fast track this thing to get it up off the ground.
Yeah. How many employees you got working out there now, Kevin?
Right now, we've got 40 full-time jobs and 20 part-time jobs. And then in year four, when we ramp up, we'll have 120 full-time jobs. Fantastic. And around 30 part-time. So,
fantastic. Okay, let's check off a few more boxes. You mentioned that team that you put together. That's always important. Tell everybody a little bit more about those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So our president, Ron Wu, and our COO, Grant Carlson, these guys have permitted, built, and operated mines here in British Columbia. Alex Bayer, who's our general counsel, pretty unique for a company our size to have in-house counsel, but I just couldn't stomach some of these lawyer bills coming from these law firms. So, you know, we've built that into the equation just with how active we were going to be and knew we were going to be. I thought it was important to have that box. So Alex has got a ton of experience working with the Ivanhoe Group previously and a lot of securities law experience here in Vancouver. So huge to have him on board. And then our board of directors, you got Keith Minty, former mining man of the year. He's been vetting the project. And then we got Tukey Angus as one of our strategic advisors. Tukey's a business partner of mine, and he put a lot of trust in me in helping get this this project up off the ground. So grateful for that. We have Quentin Henning around the project. He used to be a strategic advisor, but with that new move with Crescat, he had to, for compliance, take a step back. But he's still very involved and telling us where to point the drills, which always seems to be deeper and deeper. And then we have a gentleman named Ingo Siebert, who has a lot of First Nations relationships with the surrounding communities that we're working within. And that's been huge to get the First Nation component on side here in Canada, and even more so in British Columbia. That's got to be a big part of your business plan, or it's going to be very difficult to push permitting and operations forward. So we feel like we've got a really well-rounded team, and you know, we're excited with the progress we've been able to make so far. Looking for a strong finish to the year and carrying that momentum into 2022.
First of all, thank Tukey for me when you get a chance. I've never met him, but about 5 years ago, I was first introduced to K92. And I bought that baby at, like, I think my cost base is like 60 cents. So it is a tenfold increase so far. So give him an attaboy. Buy him a beer for me sometime, would you please?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then I think I read too about, of your outstanding share, and like 25% held by you guys and affiliates and insiders and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Very tightly held. I come from a real estate development background, and I brought a lot of those guys in. So we have a super strong base of shareholders around this deal, and we've been very fortunate. They've sort of got that longer term horizon, which is really important when you're building out a mine and looking to expand at the speed we are. So we feel very fortunate for the strong shareholder base.
All right. The other thing we always have to worry about is dilution and raising cash and the like. Last time I saw like a financial, it had something close to 10 million Canadian in cash.
Yeah, that's correct. We finished Q3 with 10 million Canadian in cash. We've done the bulk of the capex on building out the mine. We've got one more expensive month here, and then we'll go back just to steady state mining and our exploration program, which we've got enough cash to carry us into April, May. But we anticipate first revenues coming in based off the terms of our agreement with New Afton, either December 17th or January 17th. Awesome. So really exciting times for the company to be hitting cash flow. I'm a fundamentals guy, and the never-ending dilution in some of these juniors just never really made sense to me. So we're looking forward to being able to expand the elk in a non-dilutive fashion. And then we've also just done a $50 million base shelf prospectus that we got conditional approval on. We've got no use for that money right now, but feedback from some of the bankers was that, you know, it's important to have that prospectus ready to go if the right M&A opportunity comes along. We wanted to just make sure we're in the best position possible.
What I had seen, maybe in one of the press releases, that one of the goals for next year is to continue to drill aggressively. You mentioned maybe proving it up to 1 million ounces or something like that, but maybe even acquiring some more stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'd like to have this up over 1 million ounces by year end. That was one of the commitments I made to shareholders, which, you know, looked really aggressive when we started at 375,000 ounces. But I still think it's very much within reach on this phase two drill program. And then we're also drilling in some new areas on the project. So we've got the Gold Creek zone, we've got the Lake zone, and we've got the South zone that were all previously drilled. But they just needed a little bit of infill drilling, and we're looking to establish maiden resources in those zones. And then we're also drilling to the southwest of our property in an area called the Elusive Zone, second highest gold and soil anomaly on the project. It's never been drilled before, and we're pulling out some phenomenal looking core right now. So we're excited to see how that stuff runs. So lots of excitement on the scalability side of this 21,000 hectare land package. And we're just going to keep pushing the pace here.
Now, Kevin, another thing that that Eric taught me, I remember him telling me this a couple of times, all in sustaining costs are nice, but they're also kind of variable on how much you're able to produce. And so I've seen some numbers about, you know, where you think you stand as you go into production. Can you just kind of roughly speak about what your goals are for next year and what the margins might be?
Yeah, so our all-in sustaining cost in the PEA that we put out in August is $554 an ounce. A big part of that is we do not have to build a mill on site, and we can self-fund the expansion into our underground scenario in year four through the proceeds of mining of that high-grade open pit stuff that we got. So phenomenal margins here. Continue to aggressively drill out the property. And then potential for some M&A activity. We're looking to, first of all, produce more ounces. We want to be a production company, but we want to find similar opportunities, brownfield sites that just need, operators and guys who know how to build mines to come in there and clean them up, drill them out, and put them back into production. And this with the same idea of that non-dilutive expansion so that we can continue delivering growth to our shareholders without constant dilution.
Yeah, no, and that's always very important to the shareholders. I can promise you that, you know that. As I mentioned when we got started, I mean, you guys, everything you told me you were going to do, you've done over the last 5 or 6 months. As we go into 2022, you mentioned this this next resource update that you hope to get in the next 3 or 4 weeks, the first delivery of ore before the end of the year, would you say middle of December, something like that? And like I said, we talked about proving out more if you can, maybe getting your ticker symbol listed on the New York Stock Exchange. What are some of your other goals for 22 as we begin to wrap this up?
Yeah, we're starting to rehabilitate that underground decline that we purchased with the property. There's a nice pocket of high grade there. So we'll be looking to do a bulk sample that'll pay for all the proceeds of the rehabilitation, put some more money in our jeans, allow us to produce a few more ounces beyond what our permit allows for. You mentioned the US major indice listing. That's something that's important to us to show people that we're serious about continuing to grow and build something larger here. Some M&A activity. We're currently vetting different projects. We don't want to be looking like we're a young management team trying to boil the ocean. So the focus is on getting into production, get that cash flow rolling. But we also want to make sure that, we have something in the hopper for what's next. So continue aggressively drilling out the Elk project and then potentially bolting on a similar opportunity.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the time where I always tell everybody, this sounds great, but do not take my word for it, okay? This is where you got to do your own due diligence. You got to do your own risk assessment, look at your time horizons, all that stuff. But you can start in doing that due diligence by researching the company's ticker symbols. I mean, I got stuff all over this page. You can click these links and read it and go to their website. But you can also just research these ticker symbols and see what else you can come up with. In Canada, It is GMTN. That's easy enough. Gold Mountain, GMTN. And of course, in the US, you stick an F on the end of it, which I understand is for foreign. At least that's what somebody told me once. GMNTF. And Kevin, final data point, would I be accurate? We're about a little north of $100 million US market cap. Does that sound about right?
That does sound about right.
I wonder if folks listening start doing the math on a potential million ounces and going into production and how that works out with $100 million market cap. And as you can see, that's why, again, you start finding the winners and you're like, okay, maybe we'll put a little more toward this, which is what I've begun to do. Kevin, I really look forward to keeping in touch though, because I just think it's really exciting what you guys are working on up there. You certainly check off a lot of boxes. And you're doing a great job of maintaining your end of the bargain for the shareholders. So I really appreciate you taking some time to visit, and I hope we can do this again soon.
Absolutely, Craig. We really appreciate the support in the market and you having us back, and looking forward to chatting more when we have some more news for you.
Let's do it. Let's keep in touch. Thanks again, Kevin. Thanks again to everybody for listening. Please check out Gold Mountain, GMTN in Canada, GMTNF in the U.S., and let's get ready for another busy week ahead here at TF Metals Report. Thanks for listening, everybody.